convene at a time when not only must your people rededicate themselves and all that is within them to the task of waging total war against our yet unconquered enemy, but at a time when many of your cities and towns lie ravished in the wake of that brutal enemy's retreat, with many thousands of your countrymen prostrate and in want. Thus, the burdens upon you are heavy. It is absolutely essential that you operate without undue friction. Petty jealousy, selfish ambition, and unnecessary misunderstanding must not be permitted to impede progress and rend your country. The success of your joint venture with America offers the one great hope for solution to the conflicting problems of the East and West. Now more than at any other time in your history, you must realize the vision of the magnificent goal toward which you strive. Only by united action can you attain fruition. In every other major step in which you have succeeded, you have done so through the strength of unity. Do not fail now. To assist you, the Army will progressively give you all the aid and reconstruction which the military situation will permit, and the appropriate civil agencies of the United States will do all that lies within their power. But such assistance is not enough if it be without the full support and willing toil of your own people. It is therefore of utmost importance, both in the successful prosecution of the war and the reconstruction of your country, that this legislative body, in constructive collaboration with the coordinate branches of government, executive and judicial, provide the people with a vigorous, inspiring, impartial, and discerning leadership on a course realistically charted to serve those great national purposes. In the 46 years my military service, large parts of which have been dedicated to the interest of the Filipino people, no honors that I have received have moved me more deeply than those this Congress has recently bestowed upon me. I accept them with a full heart as a tribute to the historic part my country has played in the progress of your people. I accept them and throughout life shall treasure them. in token of the mutual understanding, faith, and affection which binds us the one to the other. The relations between the American and Filipino people are sanctified by the blood of both, nobly and selflessly shed upon Filipino soil. From north to south, from east to west, the stark white crosses dot your landscape, where we laid our mutual dead to sleep forever. Their sacrifice lives as a flaming torch to fire the will and steel the hearts of free men to resist, likewise, if need be, unto death, all efforts, however devious the means, to compromise that freedom for which they died. God grant that your people may, with the same fortitude and determination that has permitted them with unyielding spirits to rise above the stern realities of the past, face the future with faith and hope, erect and unafraid. God grant that under your leadership they may march proudly forward to high destiny of honor and dignity among all of the peoples of the earth. That will be my prayer always.
The room was a roaring din of approval as General MacArthur retired from the congressional chamber. We had witnessed and heard the climax to a sequence of events that will go down in history as one of its most heroic chapters. Ringing through the background are such unforgettable names as Corregidor, Bataan, General Wainwright, the Coral Sea, Macassar Straits, Tarawa, New Guinea, and hundreds of others whose immortality will stand forever as a tribute to the courage and daring of men of goodwill. Still, this particular incident, glittering and meaningful though it was actually only an interlude in a drama of defense and offense that now knocks at the very gates of the enemy's island homeland. General MacArthur walked from the Philippine Congress warm to the soul by the gratitude of a battered people, but at the same time fully aware that the war for total peace in the Pacific still has to be completed. His face showed the admirable determination, the inspired bearing of one who will not be denied the final victory. I was not surprised at the continuing ovation that followed him from the room and hastened him on his way to the streets of Tokyo.